What would you do if I sang out of tune? Would you stand up and walk out on me? Lend me your ear and I'll sing you a song. Now, we just discussed recently on another episode that affirmations alone can't change like these hardcore inner truths that you have inside. But visualization along with the affirmations can definitely, you know, bring them into fruition. However, I'm talking about a different kind of affirmation. I'm talking about affirmations that come from the spirit, from God. And the question you need to ask yourself is, so if any of this stuff doesn't resonate with you, or you don't believe it, then you gotta ask yourself another couple of questions, like, how big is your God? How big is he? Because if I'm not mistaken, what God has done for others, he can do for me and more, right? And what he's done for you, that you need to claim that stake, right? And with God inside me, how can any man be against me? When you walk in favor, everything works out for you. You're favored. Like, it's a big difference between just getting lucky. It means things, God has his hand on you. He's, you know, you're anointed with the Holy Ghost, the Spirit. And if I'm not mistaken, we all are. Every one of us as a child of God. And, you know, I realize there's a lot of different parenting styles and techniques out there in the world, but for the most part, I think a lot of what's happened to our world and society and the you know, the youthful younger generations, I think a lot of that has to do with a softness. You know, because, you know, if you think back a little ways and you start to recognize that there was a time when, you know, the older generations were just hardcore. Like, you get your ass beat, they get a switch out, they get the whip out, they get the belt out, they do something. I mean, you get your ass kicked if you're not carrying your fair share of the workload, especially when you got a family, because, like, isn't the goal is to, like, you know, work together to achieve things. So, and I think people have, you know, it's like when we were growing up, I mean, I'm sure they were like, I'm not going to be as hard as my parents were on my kids. Like, and it kind of got to that, you know, even for me, like, but I think it keeps getting going down, like, to the point where nobody even has any tough love for their children anymore. It's just like, here, you know, the free handouts to give it to them. And I'm not saying that's with everybody, because there's a lot of people out there who still do a smash up job of doing just absolutely incredible job raising their children, doing all the right things, disciplining them, and you know, and keeping them working and helping them to build all the different, you know, levels that you need in your psyche to feel confident and secure and provide and be a good person and be polite and you know, and be a gentleman. And there's so many, you know, different traits that we're all working towards to accomplish. And, you know, some kids got it, some don't. And I think, you know, is it because of how you grew up with your parents? Not necessarily, because, I mean, they're still going to have an influence on you, but I think that they're not going to be as extreme on you as, you know, previous generations would have been. So
I think the whole point of my story here, or tangent that I'm going off on, is that the reason you can believe in these metaphorical principles, these affirmations, and get the visualization that these things have come to pass is because what I was getting at is that as parents, if your child is scared in the middle of the night or whatever it is, and, you know, they come to the edge of your bed, you know, it's like, do you want to, you know, give them comfort, or are you just, you know, isn't every child allowed at the bottom of the parent's bed? I mean, at least just at the edge of it, just to say hi. Like, don't you just want to just hug them and squeeze them and love them? And, you know, it's the same thing with God. God doesn't turn his back on you. He doesn't turn away. God loves you just like you love your children. And if you don't have children, you know what I'm talking about. Somehow, some way, you know, it's the love you have for your parents then. I mean, in a way, and maybe not, maybe you don't, but I'm sorry if your life turned out that way. But I think everybody should be welcome by their parents. And if God is your father, he's not sending you to hell. Not if you don't want to go there. And it's a state of mind, right? It's a state of mind. I've been there, I've lived there plenty. That's why I do these, for my own, you know, self-reflection. It's healing. Either way, they work because it's real. Like, and what I was getting at with the older generations, younger generations thing is that, okay, maybe back in the day it wasn't like that, but the more, as we move on, you know, our society as a whole is getting softer, and there's more love than ever before, and people aren't as hard on their children as they used to be, and neither is, you know, it's just like, because it's all starting to turn out like God in the first place, that God does love you, and he's not going to just turn his back and abandon you. So if that's the case, then these affirmations will work for you, because you're connected, right? We're all connected to that. So give thanks for your permanent happiness. Listen to the rest of this and see if you like it.
With that said, hey, if you're having a shitty day, you know, kind of like the one I'm having, and it's not really even shitty, it's just not as perfect as it could be. Just remember these metaphysical phrases here and repeat them. Repeat them out loud. Repeat them with me. Say them with me. Say them to yourself. Get to know them. Try to memorize them if you can. And eventually, you'll see, because it comes from the divine, right? It comes from truth in the perfect righteousness of you know, comes from our spirit, our God, you know, your personal power, the thing that everybody's connected to. And if you can't believe in this, then you're very disconnected. You know, we all become disconnected when we let our thoughts, you know, overtake our mind. And it's so often I think about the fact that how many of us out here, like, try to intellectualize what the heart's trying to tell you. And we try to use our mind to try to, you know, talk some sense into ourselves or create some sort of like some sort of solution to, you know, or prevent ourselves from following our heart. And it's not why we're here. I mean, that's for damn sure. I mean, we must, how often do we fool ourselves with that kind of crap? But listen, the tides of destiny have turned. And when it comes to these struggles and stuff that we're going through, we need to call upon the power that we're all connected to, that source energy. You call it what you want to call it, whether it's Buddha, whether it's Jesus, whether it's Mattis Yahoo. It doesn't matter to me. The tide of destiny is now turned and everything comes my way. And you have to understand. You have to banish the past and now live in the wonderful now. Because your word is your wand. So behold, I make all things new. The unexpected now happens. I now fulfill my destiny. Endless good now comes to me in endless ways. I give thanks for my whirlwind success. I'm awake to my good, and I gather in the harvest of endless opportunities. I am harmonious, poised, and magnetic. I now draw to myself my own. My power is God's power, and it is irresistible. Divine order is now established in my mind, body, and affairs. I see clearly and act quickly. My greatest expectations come to pass in miraculous ways. There is no competition on the spiritual plane. What is rightfully mine is given to me under grace. Happy surprises come to me each day. There are no lost opportunities in divine mind. As one door shuts, another door is opened. I do magical work in a magical way, and I give magical service for magical pay. The genius within me is now released, and I now fulfill my destiny. I make friends with hindrances, and every obstacle becomes my stepping stone. Everything in the universe, visible and invisible, is working to bring me my own good. All limitations and failures are wiped out of my consciousness. All enemy thoughts are also wiped out. I am victorious. There are no obstacles in divine mind. Therefore, there's nothing to obstruct my good. You can overcome the struggles in life by using these. Why? Because it's more than just an affirmation. Everything, it's got to be something you believe, right? And we're all connected to something. You got to believe in something. So believe in this. Believe that all obstacles vanish from your pathway. Doors fly open. Gates are lifted. And I enter the kingdom of fulfillment under grace. Rhythm, harmony, and balance are now established in my mind, body, and affairs. Man's will is powerless to interfere with God's will. Did you know that? How big is your God? Can he just do a little bit of things? Can he do just something very, very small and tiny for just a select few? Or is your God huge? Like, my God is so big, he can do anything. Nothing is impossible to him. You know, I do not limit God by seeing limitation in myself. With God and myself, all things are possible. And every man is a golden link in the chain of my good. I am true to my heavenly vision. The divine plan of my life now takes shape in definite concrete experiences leading to my heart's desire. My good now flows to me in a steady, unbroken, ever-increasing stream of success, happiness, and abundance. I do not resist any situation. I put it in the hands of infinite love and wisdom. Let the divine idea now come to pass. There is nothing to fear, for there's no power to hurt. I walk up to the lion on my pathway, the one that everybody's so scared of, and I find an angel in armor and victory in just a little kitten. I am in perfect harmony with the workings of the law. I stand aside and let infinite intelligence make easy and successful my way. Every man is a golden link in the chain of my good. With God inside me, how can any man stand against me? No weapon formed against me shall prosper. I now draw from the abundance of the spheres my immediate and endless supply. All channels are free, all doors are open, and I now release the gold mine within me. I am linked with an endless golden stream of prosperity which comes to me under grace in perfect ways. Goodness and mercy shall follow me all of my days of my life. I shall dwell in the house of abundance forever. Plus, I now receive all that I desire or require and more. All that is mine by divine right is now released to me, and it reaches me in great avalanches of abundance under grace and miraculous ways. Your word is your wand, and my supply is endless, inexhaustible and immediate, and eternal, and it comes to me under grace and perfect ways. I never wonder for my heart's desire. I never wonder. Right? I now stand aside and let God and watch God work. No, there's no loss in divine mind. Nobody can steal anything from me. Therefore, I cannot lose anything which belongs to me. It will be restored, or I will receive its equivalent. I give thanks that anything I wish to sell is now sold to the right person or persons for the right price, giving perfect satisfaction. Infinite Spirit gives me the wisdom to make the most of my opportunities and never lets me miss a trick. I deny debt, for there's no debt in divine mind. No man owes me anything, and I owe no man anything. All is squared. All my obligations are now wiped out under grace in a perfect way. I am always under direct inspiration, and I know just what to do, and I give instant obedience to my intuitive leads. I'm willing to come last, therefore I come first. Your will, not my will. Your way, not my way. Your time, not my time. And in the twinkling of an eye, it is done. There are no mysteries. Whatever I should know, it will now be revealed to me under grace. I do not miss a trick. God lets me know what I need to know, when I need to know it, in his time. I am a perfect non-resistant instrument for God to work through. And his perfect plan for me, it now comes to pass in a magical way.
There's also no loss of memory in divine mind. Therefore, I recollect everything I should remember, and I forget all that is not for my good. How many of you have learned to remember to forget? Forget the things that you keep talking about that don't serve you, that make you feel bad inside, or somebody else made you feel... You hold on to that, and then you're going to tell other people that you have a bad memory. You can't remember anything, but you can remember those things. I suggest you replace them. If your memory is that, you know, that lowly, switch it out. Hold on to the good things. Let go of the bad things. But I'm telling you right now, there's no loss of memory in divine mind. Therefore, you can recollect anything and everything that you should remember. My lack of everything, not divinely designed for me, and the perfect, you know, they're gone. The perfect plans of my life now come to pass. And I give thanks that I now bring forth the universal substance, everything that satisfies all the righteous desires of my heart. The divine design of my life now comes to pass. I know I fill the place that I can fill and no one else can fill. And I now do the things which I can do and no one else can do. And I have to be myself because everyone else is already taken. I spend money under direct inspiration, wisely and fearlessly, knowing my supply is endless and immediate. I have a wonderful joy in a wonderful way, and my wonderful joy has come to stay. Happy surprises come to me each day. My good now flows to me in a steady, unbroken, ever-increasing stream of happiness. I am free from mistakes and consequences of my mistakes. I am under grace and not under karmic law. I forgive everyone and everyone forgives me. And I love everyone and everyone loves me. There is no power in evil. It is nothing, therefore it comes to nothing. Divine love through me now dissolves all seeming obstacles and makes clear, easy, and successful my way. My apparent enemy becomes my friend. And a golden link in the chain of my good. I am at peace with myself and with the whole world. I am unmoved by appearances, and therefore appearances move. I drown the reasoning mind with my affirmations. Adverse appearances work for my good, and God utilizes every person in every situation to bring me my heart's desire. The gates swing open for my good, and I never argue with a hunch. I never do today what intuition tells me to do tomorrow. I am under grace and not under karmic law. I forgive everyone and everyone forgives me. I love everyone and everyone loves me. I give thanks for my perfect and permanent happiness, my permanent health, my permanent wealth, my permanent love, and my permanent perfect self-expression. God's love flows through me in an irresistible magnetic current. I see only perfection and draw to me my own. You know, divine love, it flows through me and it dissolves all and everything that is not made of itself, all obstacles, and it makes clear, easy, and successful my way. Your word is your wand. Use it to win the game of life and to overcome your struggles. And thank you for listening. I am Jasper, and you just listened to Where the Sidewalk Ends. Some beautiful affirmations to come from our source. Utilize them. Make them work for you.